Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Days Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Friday, the 19th of April, and as usual with all the information contained in this report, it is general advice only, so please do your own research. Contact your own financial advisor regarding any of the thoughts, ideas or insights in this report. And if you like what you hear in this free report, we'd love to have you on board as part of the Marcus Today community. You can sign up for a two-week free trial at marcustoday.com.au and give our newsletter a try. We're pretty proud of what we provide, and we'd love to have you on board as part of that community. All right, well, let's kick off with the scores on the doors, and not very nice scores on the doors. However, it could have been, and at one stage was an awful lot worse. We closed down 75 points, or just shy of 1%, to 7,567.3. We are down 2.8% for the week. Not a good day. We opened at 7,631.4. We had a high of 7,632.3 and a low, cracking the 7,500 level, 7,492.6. The reason for the angst, and at one stage we were down over 150 points, was news came filtering through that Israel had launched a strike on Iran and explosions had been heard around an airport. It does appear now that this was a limited strike, no casualties, and according to Iranian media, no actual explosions on the ground, and the explosions that were heard were actually the Iranian air defences coming to the rescue. So, for now, things have calmed down a little bit. Maybe that will be enough to have honour satisfied. The Israelis apparently did tell the Americans they would be attacking. I hope they got their short futures position in place, because at the moment we've got the Dow down 206 points and we have got NASDAQ down just coming up now. NASDAQ down about 142 points. So well and truly off the lows. The Dow at one stage was down 460 odd points on the futures. So a big, big rally, as things don't seem to have escalated as yet. But of course, it is early days, especially in the Middle East and in Europe. So we'll wait and see what happens. Of course, European markets yet to open, but we have got around 1 to 1.5% of losses expected there. Now, on the news coming out of Iran, we did see the gold price spike to 28.15 at one stage, and we did see the oil price over 90 at one stage. But both have come off dramatically. So we have seen a big spike and a big sell down as well there. So let's just hope that things don't escalate. As far as the market goes, though, today, with that 1% fall, well, we saw the banks, the big bank basket, falling 0.9%. The worst of the bunch was NAB, down 1.2%. We had Macquarie taking it hard, down 1.6%, and various other financials also not doing so well. Insurers not doing well. QBE down 0.8%, Suncorp down 1.4%, with IAG down 1.2%. So not a good day in financials. REITs obviously falling as well, although we did see 10-year bond yields actually drop. We saw a bit of a flight to safety in terms of gold, oil and bonds. We saw the Australian 10-year back down to 4.25%, but that wasn't enough to keep the REITs in clover. We had GMG, Goodman Group, down 1.6%, Stockland down 2.7% there as well. Across the board in industrials, pretty much red across the screen, unfortunately. Wes Farmers down 0.8, Woolies down 1.1, we had CSL down 0.7. ResMed made a better day of it today after a big drop yesterday, up 1%. And we had Sonic up 1.4%, but the defensives really weren't that defensive today, I have to say. But anything could happen over the weekend, I guess. As far as resources go, we did have BHP, Rio and Fortescue all down between 1% and 1.9%, Fortescue being the biggest loser there. Lithium stocks came under pressure. Pilbara down 2.3%, Mineral Resources down 3.5%. South 32 down 3% as well. The winners, if there were any winners today, were those in the gold sector. But I have to say, considering the move in the gold price, we did see some of these stocks actually take off like scalded cats for a brief millisecond. but it didn't last very long. Evolution up 1.8%, Northern Star up 1.3%, Genesis in the beginning was up 2.7%, so better but not frothing, as they would say. So not a bad day for golds, but a pretty bad day, although it could have been worse for the rest of the market. In terms of corporate news out today, not a lot, to be honest. We did see Woodside out with their production numbers, revenue collapsing 31%, stock down 0.2%. Richard Goyder announced he would be handing over the captain's hot seat early at Qantas. We saw Whitehaven Coal as well. Coal sales slipped 17%, Whitehaven unchanged on that news. And on the economic front today, we did see the Japanese inflation numbers coming in better than expected at 2.7%, just to make life a little more complicated for people. As far as Asian markets go, well, they saw the same news piece that we all saw. They saw the same Dow futures collapsing that we all saw, and they took fright at that as well. Tokyo was already in a bit of a bad mood, I guess, after those inflation numbers. 2.7% down for Tokyo. It has been on a tear recently, so looking like it could break through 37,000 for the Nikkei 225. We had the Hang Seng down 1.3%, and China is currently down 0.8%. 10-year yields, 4.25%. In terms of the winners for grinners, I'm actually just looking at Dow futures at the moment, down 180%. NASDAQ down 135, that is at 435. As far as the winners for grinners today go, well, you can imagine there weren't too many winners for grinners out there, I have to say. You had to search kind of high and low to find them, but Bannerman Resources did all right, 5.4% higher, not huge volume, only 674,000 shares. Genesis up 2.7% in the gold space, not bad, 6 million shares. Cooper Energy had a good day, 2.4% higher. It did have a guidance update there, 2 million shares. And Macquarie Technology continue to push higher. Amazing that they placed that $100 million placement at $72.50. They're now $82, up three little ducks, 2.22%. And Santos up 1.8%. In the losers corner, and it was certainly a lot easier to find losers today, we had Imugene back down to 7.1 cents, nearly 9% down for Imugene. This follows the deal they had with Kinsell this week to sell their manufacturing in the US. Down 9%, 67 million shares traded there. It is a punter special. Clinuvale also suffering, 5.9% down, 254,000 shares. And we saw PolyNovo as well in the skin trauma business, down 5.6%. Caroon came out with production numbers, a little bit of a underwhelming set of numbers from Houdat in the Gulf of Mexico, 5.4% down, 14 million shares. They did wind back guidance as well, so not good news there. And Flight Centre, one of the many travel stocks that didn't do too well today, as you would imagine, 4.99%. Serves me right for booking Emirates to go to Europe this year. But apart from that, the losers were long and varied. Positive sectors, gold miners, well, that's it. Negative sectors, everything else. 2.8% down for the week. The big bank basket at 198.67. Don't forget, that big bank basket topped out at around $211 before Easter. Fat and happy at Easter. With those banks, which always looked as if they were very, very overbought. All tech index down 1.1%. Could have been worse, was worse, but did get slightly better. We saw that only down 1.1%. Gold at the moment, I'll give you the update on the gold price because things are whizzing around quite a lot at the moment, as you can imagine, as news comes out. We have got the Australian gold price, 3,717. At one stage, I did see that at 3,785, so a long way down from that. Bitcoin, now the halving in Bitcoin is going to take place this weekend. You can Google that if you like. I'm sure it's very easy to see what it means, but it basically makes it twice as hard for a Bitcoin miner to produce one Bitcoin. There is a limit of 21 million Bitcoins in the business. issuance. So that makes it that much harder. $62,101 US dollars a fund token. 10-year yields at the moment. Just let's have the update there as far as our market goes. We have got 10-year yields up 4.25%. So nothing really that spectacular after hours there. And the Aussie dollar just slightly below 64 cents. So a little bit of selling again, a flight to quality for buyers heading to the US dollar. All right, looking at the major movers and shakers today, we have spoken about most of them. De Grey had a better day, 1.1%, but bullion was the reason for that. EXR was another winner today, a big winner today. That one is Elixir Energy. They announced the Daydream 2 stimulation program was underway, up 13%. CYL as well, Catalyst Metals, up 8.2% on a change in substantial shareholding. Some of the losers, well, Weebit Nano was a bit of a loser today, 4.6%. Unfortunately for Weebit, they are based in Israel. So clearly any escalation there could have a detrimental effect on Weebit Nano, although when I've spoken to Kobe Hanok in the past on the Couch podcast, he does stress that they're well away from the action and no effect as yet, but that of course could change. PAA also in the spotlight today. Farm Ost down 10.9%, only 769,000 shares traded. And Renescor, after a heady week, I guess, when they've been the beneficiary of some government money, they fell 7.6%, 16 million shares traded. As far as speculative stocks of the day go, not really the day for it, I have to say. There was nothing out there that stood out on announcements or volume. As far as company news goes, in a little more detail, Woodside delivered quarterly production of 44.9 million barrels of oil equivalent, down 7% on prior quarter. Pilbara numbers came out today, reports Q3 spodumene production of 179,000 dry metric tons, up 2% on the prior quarter. They did have a pretty good March, as it turned out. Karoon reported Q1 production, 3.11 million barrels of oil. And Gold Road had gold sales of 32,300 ounces there. All right, looking at economic headlines, well, it's obviously the headlines today were really all about Israel and Iran. The strikes, which look as if they were symbolic more than anything, at the moment at least, were quite close to the Iranian nuclear program sites. So luckily, that seems to have not been the target. India has begun its elections. 44 days the Indian elections go for. Apple has been asked by the Chinese authorities to remove social media services, including WhatsApp and Threads, from its app. The US has voted against a move to give Palestinian UN membership. Netflix, all the rage. The profits surging after password sharing crackdown. Sony and Apollo discussed teaming up to bid for Paramount Global. And those European markets, well, not as bad as could have been with those Dow futures at the moment looking okay. Down around 1%, I guess, across the board. That is it from me today. Thanks very much for listening. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Have a great evening. Let's keep our fingers crossed that we don't see an escalation in the Middle East and that things do calm down. But in the meantime, look forward to talking to you again on Monday. Hopefully you've enjoyed the podcast this week. If you have and you're not yet a member of Marcus Today, you know the drill, marcustoday.com.au. Sign up for a free trial. What have you got to lose? That's it. Have a great weekend.